over the weekend, Congress met on Saturday for a very special session. So you know that what they were voting on must have been critically important for the country, because nobody wants to work on a Saturday, especially government employees who have the most paid vacation days and paid time off of anybody in the country. Were they voting to finally secure the border and deport the 30-plus million illegal aliens who have invaded our country? No. Were they voting to build more prisons and hire more police officers to stop the crime wave that's sweeping across the country? Of course not. Were they trying to stop the rampant inflation before the dollar hyperinflates into worthlessness? No. They were voting to give away another $95 billion of our tax money to foreign countries, to Ukraine and Israel, and now even Taiwan. This was the moment the bill passed, with 100 Republicans voting yay, 112 voting nay. So about half of our Republicans are America last, and just take a listen and take a look at the celebration once it became apparent that the, well, treason had occurred. They're chanting Ukraine, Ukraine. And yes, they are waving Ukrainian flags on the floor of the House of Representatives. Here's a closer look. While the majority of members of Congress are complete clowns, the award for the most idiotic argument in favor of the bill goes to Representative Gerald Connolly, a Democrat, of course, from Virginia.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life. Do we have a stake in that outcome?
No, we don't, sir. Just like none of the regional or ethnic conflicts that have been going on in Africa since the beginning of time aren't any of our business either. After the latest round of foreign welfare passed, a Democrat congressional candidate from New York named Nate McMurray posted Slava Ukraine, which means glory to Ukraine, adding die MAGA die, you lose. Well, I mean, you are right, we did lose, and while this won't be the straw that breaks America's back, it sure is adding to the pile that's going to cause the inevitable. I mean, hey, we're only $34 trillion in debt, which, when you break it down to per citizen, that's $103,000 per person. That's man, woman, and child. Now, if you break that down into taxpayer, which means anybody about 16, 17 or up, then we all owe over $250,000 in national debt, $266,000, which, well, until the inflation crisis hit over the last few years, used to be a mortgage on a pretty nice house in most parts of the country. And in a few more years, that will double, and every single one of us will owe the equivalent of over $500,000 to the national debt. And because Marjorie Taylor Greene has been a leading critic of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson bending over for the Democrats, she is now being called Moscow Marge, but not just by the liberal media industrial complex, by the neocon industrial complex as well. This from the New York Post, which is generally kind of conservative. Niet Moscow Marge. I mean, what's next? Did Ben Shapiro do a special interview with Speaker of the House Mike Johnson just before the vote, hoping to convince more Republicans to support the foreign aid bill? Oh, wait, what's this?
So we've been discussing the chaos in the Republican House. We are joined on the line by Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. Broad bipartisan support for these bills, 316 to 94, but there are people, as usual, screaming and crying about it. Speaker Johnson, thanks so much for joining the show. Great to talk to you.
Screaming and crying about not wanting to give another $100 billion of our tax dollars to a foreign country. The nerve of some Americans.
Ben, great to be with you. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks for all you do for your favorite foreign country, Ben. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for Israel.
Why are you advancing these bills to the floor?
Well, we're at a point of pivotal decision. I mean, this is a dangerous time on the world stage, as you and I know, and Israel is in great jeopardy fighting for their existence. Ukraine is close to being overrun, and they're estimated to be out of ammo by the end of this month.
We've been overrun. There are 30 million criminal invaders in our country right now, not to mention the tens of millions of anchor babies that they've had who are now American citizens who can't even speak our language here.
Of course, Iran and its aggression of Israel has continued, and we have to address these matters. We have to meet the moment. And so the House is fixing the Senate supplemental bill, the foreign aid bill.
That's enough. We get the point. You're giving more of our tax dollars away to foreign countries while Ben Shapiro is the lead cheerleader in the conservative media egging it on. The liberal media is almost as excited about this as little Ben Shapiro, with CNN declaring that Mike Johnson is the next Winston Churchill by passing Ukraine aid. The accidental speaker became an unlikely Churchill. And let's not forget what the very first thing that Mike Johnson did once he became the new Speaker of the House. Was it to demand that the U.S. border be secured and we deport the 30 million illegal aliens? Was it to rein in the crime problem in American cities? No, of course not. It was this.
The first bill that I'm going to bring to this floor in just a little while will be in support of our dear friend Israel, and we're overdue in getting that done.
But for years, Ben Shapiro has been saying that they don't need our help.
They say that I want America to fight wars for Israel. Nope. Nope. First of all, Israel can take care of herself.
A few moments later.
If Israel is forced to the wall, the possibility of nuclear exchange is extremely high. That is why it is very important that the United States provide the material aid to Israel.
But I thought that they could take care of themselves. This would be like somebody moving out of their parents' house and then claiming that they're fully independent and they don't need anybody's help and they can make it on their own in the world while their parents are still paying for their rent. Here's General Mark Milley over a year ago. This was February of 2023, so 14 months ago, making equally ridiculous statements.
Russia has lost. They've lost strategically, operationally, and tactically. And they are paying an enormous price on the battlefield.
Well, if they lost the war and Ukraine won, then why are we giving them any more money? Meanwhile, in America, because fast food workers are now demanding $20 an hour to do the job that a monkey could do, they're being replaced by artificially intelligent AI order takers at the drive-thru, like this.
Welcome to Wendy's. What would you like?
Can I have a chocolate frosty?
Which size for the chocolate frosty?
Medium.
Can I get you anything else today?
No, thank you.
Great. Please pull up to the next window.
Now, as slow and as clunky as that was, with it taking a few seconds to lag and analyze what it was that the person was ordering, and then, you know, going through the algorithm to decide what the next question was to ask about, you know, what size they want, or if they want a biggie-sized fries for an extra couple dollars, these systems have been found to be 22 seconds on average faster per order than a human order taker. Because we all know what it's like to order from the kinds of people who usually work at the fast food drive-ins. So this was at a Wendy's and other fast food restaurants like Carl's Jr. have been testing them as well for a few months now. And so instead of the fast food drive-through order taker getting paid $20 an hour, which is now the law in California, now they're going to be getting paid $0 because they're going to be fired. But speaking of ordering something, may I interest you in a Christ is King shirt from my online store at markdice.com, or the Sorry No Vacancy Deport Them All shirt, or the new Total Eclipse 2024 shirt, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and not all in a bunch of different colors because the Total Eclipse requires the black design because the silhouette is a lack of ink, so it's not black ink, so that one's only available in black, but you get the point. There's some cool shirts, they support the channel, so if you're interested, head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.